Maccabeus cursed under his breath. It was hard enough to understand an Ungoy under normal circumstances. Their masks muffled their words, but with the bridge's wailing klaxon and frequent explosions, shuddering rapid conversions lower decks, it had been impossible to hear the deacon's side of their brief conversation.
"Deacon!" Maccabeus roared. "Repeat your last transmission!"
But the Ungoy's signal had cut to static. The chieftain rose angrily from his command chair and immediately regretted his decision. He no longer needed his splint, but his leg wasn't fully mended. Before he had completed a full cycle in the surgery suite, the luminary had found the planet's oracle, hidden in its largest city. The aliens had activated a beacon in the middle of the city's park, signaling their desire for another early morning parley. Maccabeus had no desire to talk, and only brought rapid conversion down to better facilitate a rapid, double-cross burning of the city after he had retrieved the oracle. But it was the aliens who had sprung the trap. The chieftain braced against his chair as an exceptionally large explosion rocked the bridge.
"Report!"
he bellowed at his engineering officer, Gratius. The older Girohane frowned at his control console, his faded brown fur given passing luster by dozens of flashing holographic alerts.
"Plasma cannon disabled. There is a fire inside the weapons bay."
"Rally the Yanma'e," Maccabeus growled. "Tell them to extinguish the blaze."
The first of the aliens' kinetic rounds hadn't done much internal damage to the cruiser. The vessel's hull had blunted the round's impact, and it had come to a tumbling stop well forward of the bridge. But the second round punched clean through, severing vital connections between the ship's reactor and anti-grav generators. Although Maccabeus had already ordered the Yanma'e to repair the connections, he was much more eager to preserve his cannon. If something were to happen to the Huragak on the orbital, there would be no way to repair the guns. The chieftain knew the aliens now escaping up the cables would warn whatever other worlds this planet's farms so obviously supplied. Undoubtedly, alien warships would come, and unless the Ministry immediately sent additional forces, Maccabeus would have to fight them on his own. Gratius barked at one of the two other Girohane on the bridge, a sparsely haired youth named Druss.
"Go and supervise the insects' work."
As Druss left his post and loped down the bridge's entry passage to the cruiser's central shaft, Maccabeus leaned heavily on the fist of Rukt and hobbled to the holotank. There, another of his pack, Strab, peered angrily at a representation of the alien orbital and its cables.
"The smaller boxes will soon reach the top,"
Strab pointed at seven staggered icons gliding quickly upward.
"And the larger ones are not far behind."
Maccabeus adjusted the fist of Rukt so its heavy stone head nestled deep under his right arm, taking most of his weight. As incensed as he was about the damage to his beloved ship, he had to compliment the aliens on the audacity of their plan. After they had failed to defend their far-flung settlements and their city on the plain, Maccabeus didn't expect them to put up much of a fight elsewhere, and while he knew what the orbital was for, he never thought they would use it to accomplish an evacuation, at least not while rapid conversion had ruled the skies. The chieftain knew he needed to do all he could to stop the aliens lest he completely fail the prophets. The Ungoy weren't trained for combat, so he would need to rally his pack for a boarding mission, destroy the orbital as Tartarus had suggested when they first approached the planet.
"Nephew,"
the chieftain bellowed, trying to locate Tartarus's status icon on the surface of the planet. The tank was ablaze with many thousands of luminations. Some were moving up the cables. Undoubtedly, the fleeing aliens were bringing their relics with them.
"Where is your location?"
"Here, uncle," Tartarus answered.
Maccabeus looked up and was shocked to see his nephew striding onto the bridge. Fires in the cruiser's shaft had sooted Tartarus's red armor and singed some of his black hair white as he climbed up from the hangar. Tartarus's paws were red and swollen, burned by the ladder's scorching rungs. In one paw, he held a thick, brass disc.
"What is that?"
Maccabeus asked. Tartarus raised the alien holoprojector above his head.
"Your oracle."
He dashed the projector to the floor. It blew apart with an off-key clang, delicate internal parts skittering across the deck.
"Is a fake."
Maccabeus watched the brass casing circle in upon itself and come to a rattling stop.
"You said it showed the glyph. How could they have known?"
Tartarus took a step toward the holotank and snarled,
"There is a traitor in our midst."
Gratius and Strab showed their teeth and growled.
"Or the luminary is a liar,"
Tartarus snapped, then locking Maccabeus' stare.
"Either way, you are a fool."
The chieftain ignored the insult.
"The luminary," he said calmly, "is the Forerunner's own creation."
"The holy prophets labeled ours broken and misguided,"
Tartarus now spoke to Gradius and Strab,
"but still he did not heed."
Indeed, it was the Vice Minister of Tranquility himself who told the chieftain to ignore the luminations, that the device's survey had been incorrect. There were no relics, the prophet had said in his priority one-way signal. There was no oracle, just a planet full of thieves whose murder he demanded.
"His hubris has destroyed our ship," Tartarus continued, "threatened the lives of all our pack."